A very pleasant good morning to each listener. I continue to be impressed with the opportunity to talk with you about God's Word. It continues to be my prayer that each listener is examining the things that are being said. Now, I don't ask you to accept what I say, only that you compare what is said with the revealed truth of God's Word. Finding it to be true, may you have the courage to apply it to your life. If you find it to be out of harmony with that truth, please, please call it to my attention. I wish to be right in God's sight. It's my desire that each listener be right in God's sight. To this end, the Rivermont Church of Christ has been presenting this program, The Seeds of Truth. Now to our study for this morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. There are many things in the world about us that are misunderstood. Sometimes the things we say are misunderstood. Sometimes the things we do are misunderstood. Wives misunderstand their husbands. Husbands misunderstand their wives. Children misunderstand their parents. Parents misunderstand their children. Often friends misunderstand each other. Have you ever been misunderstood? Why, of course you have. Have you ever misunderstood someone else? Why, of course you have. Perhaps the most misunderstood person who ever walked upon this earth is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He was misunderstood while he was in the flesh, and he continues to be misunderstood by the multitudes around us. I wish to challenge your thoughts with the study of the misunderstood Christ this morning. The Jews misunderstood our Savior. John tells us he came unto his own, and they that were his own received him not, John 1:11. The Jews didn't accept him for who he was. His own family didn't understand him. Notice in John 7:5, for even his brethren did not believe on him. Even his friends didn't understand. Reading from Mark 3:21, and when his friends heard it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, he is beside himself. So Jesus was not understood by those who should have recognized him for who he was, the Son of God. They had the prophets, but they just could not accept him as the fulfillment of the prophets. Not only was he misunderstood, but his death on the cross was misunderstood. When Jesus predicted his crucifixion, his disciples didn't understand. Notice the passage in Matthew 16:21-22. From that time began Jesus to show unto his disciples that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. Luke 24 tells about a narrative of his two disciples who were returning home after his crucifixion. They had hoped that Jesus would redeem Israel, but now he had been killed, and they were returning home with their hopes dashed, verses 13-25. They simply did not understand the necessity of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Now, a student of God's Word knows that without his death, there would not have been the shedding of his blood. And without that blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Truly, the death of Christ has been and continues to be misunderstood. The silence of Jesus Christ has been misunderstood. There were times when Jesus refused to answer when he was silent. Matthew 27:14 says, and he gave him no answer, not even to one word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now, what the religious world needs to understand is that when God says nothing or is silent, it's for a very good reason. The silence of God's Word must be respected. If the Lord wished for us to do something, he would have informed us as to what and how to go about doing it. When he says nothing, it simply means we had better not presume that it's permissible. In Ephesians 4:5, Paul states that there is one baptism. His silence about other types of baptism, doesn't that eliminate all the others? He said nothing about sprinkling or pouring water over a candidate for baptism. And so when he said one baptism, that left the other modes without divine